Hi, Rebecca Shear here. Before we get to today's story, I have some exciting news. As Circle Round continues its live tour across the United States, we're about to announce even more performances in some very cool places. Our shows have been selling out fast, so if you want to be first in line for tickets, join the Circle Round Club. As a member of the Circle Round Club, not only will you get first dibs on tickets, you'll also get special Circle Round swag, ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, monthly newsletters, and exclusive access to our club store, where you can add on extras like a personalized birthday message from me. Sign up today at wbur.org/circleroundclub. And now, on with the story.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Hi, Rebecca Shear here. Here at Circle Round, we're taking a few weeks off for the summer as we get ready to present our fifth season of folktales from around the world. So today, we're bringing you a special encore edition from the Circle Round archives, a really fun story you may have missed the first time around. We'll be back with a brand new episode soon. In the meantime, enjoy! Ever heard the expression, good things come in small packages? What do you think about when you hear that phrase? Well, in today's episode, we'll put this old saying into action with help from a hungry billy goat, a trampled vegetable garden, and the very tiny hero who saves the day. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today's story is called The Goat in the Garden. Versions of this tale have been told all over the world, including Latin America, much of Europe, even parts of the United States. Some really great people came together to bring you this folktale, including one half of Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, from the legendary NPR program Car Talk, Ray Maliazzi. So, circle round, everyone, for The Goat in the Garden. Of all the people in Sophia's life, she loved her husband and daughter the most. But of all the things in Sophia's life, she loved her vegetable garden the most.
Hello, my perky little peppers, my ravishing radishes, my beautiful beans. How are you, my lovely lettuces? Perhaps you'd like a sprinkling of water before the sun comes up?
Sophia grew enough vegetables in her garden to keep her family well-fed, with just enough vegetables left over for Sophia's husband, Simon, to sell at the market. Every morning, while Sophia was making breakfast, her daughter, Olivia, would venture out to the garden and pick vegetables for that night's dinner. Then she'd go on her way to school. But one morning, while visiting the garden, Olivia saw something that made her jump. She tossed her empty basket high in the air as she scurried back to her mother, who was flipping pancakes in the kitchen.
Olivia, you weren't even outside for 2 minutes. Did you already pick all the vegetables for dinner? Oh, my goodness! You're white as a ghost! What happened?
Trembling, Olivia pointed toward the kitchen window.
Look for yourself!
Sophia peered out the window toward where Olivia was pointing. There, in the middle of the garden, was the biggest, hairiest billy goat Sophia had ever seen. The goat was trampling all over the ground, gobbling up everything.
Oh, my vegetables!
What are we going to do, Mama?
Sophia pursed her lips and furrowed her brow. Then she stood up as tall as she could and put her hands on her hips.
I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to march out there right now and make that billy goat go away.
So Sophia strutted outside and approached the billy goat. She noticed his mouth was full of turnips.
Good morning, billy goat. What a fine breakfast you're enjoying. But listen, you're young, you're strong, and you can find food anywhere else. Anywhere. So please, get out of my garden.
The goat glared over at Sophia and began to speak.
Ha! Don't you know who I am? I am the billy goat from the hills and mountains. So you get out!
Then he whipped his head around and charged toward Sophia, his horns all set.
Hi! Hi!
Sophia ran back to the house as fast as she could.
Olivia! Open the door! Open the door! The billy goat is after me!
Puffing and panting, Sophia dropped onto a kitchen chair. Olivia lay a hand on her mother's quaking shoulder.
Don't worry, Mother. Maybe we just need to explain a few things to him. I will go out there, and I will make that billy goat go away.
So Olivia made her way outside and approached the billy goat. She noticed he was now chomping on carrots.
Good morning, billy goat. What a delicious breakfast you're having. But you have to understand, my mother spends hours tilling the soil, planting the seeds, pulling the weeds. So please, please, get out of her garden.
Just as he did with Sophia, the billy goat glared at Olivia and began to speak.
Ha! Don't you know who I am? I am the billy goat from the hills and mountains. So you get out!
Then he reared his legs up in the air and bowed his head and horns low, ready to charge. Olivia sprinted back to the house as fast as she could.
Mother! Open the door! Open the door! The billy goat is after me!
And she, too, tumbled inside the kitchen. Just then, her father, Simon, came downstairs for breakfast before heading out to market. He noticed his wife puffing and panting and his daughter on the verge of tears.
My darlings, my loves, what's wrong? Has something happened?
Olivia was too distraught to answer, so Sophia spoke up. She pointed a shaky finger toward the window.
Look for yourself.
Simon gazed out the window and spied the billy goat. By now, the goat was covered in pulp and seeds as he tore into Sophia's bright orange pumpkins.
Don't you worry, my darlings. Maybe he just needs some sympathy. I will go out there and I will make that billy goat go away.
So Simon marched outside and approached the billy goat. The goat looked up from his smashed pumpkins.
Good morning, billy goat. Boy, it's no wonder you're enjoying such a hearty breakfast. You must work really hard. All that, billy goating you do all day. But my family, we work hard too, and we need these vegetables. So please, get out of the garden.
Now the billy goat glared at Simon. Then, yes, he began to speak.
Ha! Don't you know who I am? I am the billy goat from the hills and mountains. So you get out!
The billy goat reared up his legs and stomped back down again, sending up a cloud of dirt and pumpkin seeds. Simon scampered back to the house as fast as his legs could carry him.
Sophia! Olivia! Open the door! Open the door! The billy goat is after me!
Simon staggered into the kitchen, his heart thumping a million beats a minute.
I'm sorry, my loves. I couldn't get the billy goat to leave. Now all the pumpkins are gone.
And the carrots.
Sophia glanced outside.
And, oh no, everything else.
Indeed. By this time, the billy goat had ravaged the entire garden. In fact, it looked less like a vegetable garden now and more like vegetable soup. Olivia sighed.
Now we'll have nothing to eat.
And nothing to sell.
And I'll have to start the whole garden over from scratch. But even then, who's to say the billy goat won't return from the hills and mountains again?
Just then, Sophia, Simon, and Olivia heard a small voice call out to them.
Hey! I'll make sure that billy goat never comes back. I'll just need a little something in return.
Who do you think is speaking to Sophia and her family? And what do you think she wants in return for getting rid of the goat? We'll find out what happens after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/circle round. That's Indeed.com/circle round. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear. Our story today is called The Goat in the Garden. When we left off, a big, hairy billy goat was munching up every bit of Sophia's beloved garden. Sophia tried making him go away. Her daughter Olivia tried making him go away, and her husband Simon tried making him go away. But each time they did, they heard this.
Ha! Don't you know who I am? I am the billy goat from the hills and mountains. So you get out!
The family was huddled in their small kitchen, worrying about what they would do, when suddenly they heard a voice. A small, mysterious voice, offering to rid them of their problem in exchange for something. Sophia, Olivia, and Simon began glancing around the room.
Hello? Who are you?
And where are you?
We're interested in your offer. Can you tell us
Suddenly, Simon felt a little sting on his left ear. He began shaking his head, and as he did, down dropped a tiny black ant. Simon caught the tiny black ant in the palm of his hand.
Wait, you're the one who can make sure the billy goat never comes back?
Why, you're no bigger than a drop of water. What can you do?
The little ant stood up as tall as she possibly could.
I can help you! That's what I can do! I can get rid of the billy goat and make sure he stays in those hills and mountains forever. Only in exchange, I need something. Just a little something, if it isn't too much trouble.
Of course not. We'll give you anything.
Yes, yes. Anything at all.
The little ant thought for a moment.
All right, then. I would like some wheat for my family.
Olivia looked at her mother and father.
We can do that, right?
We can. We'll give you 2 sacks full of wheat, little ant.
The ant shook her head.
2 sacks full? Oh, I can't handle that much.
1 sack?
Still too much.
1/2 sack?
Still too much.
Now Sophia spoke up.
How about a few grains then, little ant? Just enough for each member of your family.
The ant smiled.
That would be wonderful. I'll take 4 grains, 1 for me, 1 for my husband, and 2 for my twins.
You have yourself a deal.
Once everything was settled, and Sophia had carefully placed 4 grains of wheat into a tiny sack, the ant crawled out of Simon's hand, down the legs of the kitchen table, and disappeared through a crack in the wood floor. Quietly, the ant scuttled over to the unsuspecting billy goat. Luckily, the goat hadn't paid 1 lick of attention to the conversation inside the kitchen. He was too busy bending over the garden, gulping up every last bite of Sophia's vegetables. In a flash, the ant climbed up one of the goat's legs. She crawled across his hairy back and dashed over to his right ear. Then she bit down hard.
Ouch!
The goat raised one of his legs to scratch himself, but then...
Ow!
The ant scurried over to his other ear and bit that one, too. Now she was running up and down his back, taking tiny, sharp bites as she went.
Ew! No! An anthill! I've stepped on an anthill!
The billy goat bucked up his legs and leaped out of the vegetable garden. Believing he was covered with ants, he began rolling around on the ground to shake all of them off. The billy goat kept rolling and rolling faster and faster. And next thing you know, he had rolled all the way back to the hills and mountains, where he remains to this day. As for the little ant, well, now that she'd helped out Sophia and her family, she was excited to take her 4 grains of wheat back home to her own husband and kids. But 4 grains of wheat, it turns out, is too heavy a load for 1 little ant to carry. So, Sophia, Simon, and Olivia each lent a hand. The ant carried the 1st grain,
Sophia carried the second, Simon carried the third, and Olivia carried the fourth. And they were all happy, having helped out a new friend in need. Now it's your turn. When was the last time you helped someone solve a problem? Maybe you lent a hand with a friend's homework, or you offered a family member some advice. Think about a time when, like the ant, you helped get someone out of a bind. Tell a grown-up in your life all about it, then ask them to share a time they came to someone's aid. After all, as the ant in today's story shows, no matter how big or small we are, we all can be heroes and save the day. Can't get enough of the goat in the garden? We have other versions of this tale on our website, wbur.org/circleround. We also have a bunch of other stories from all across the world. You can listen now on our website or by subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a moment, please write us a review. It helps other people find Circle Round. Today's story, The Goat in the Garden, was adapted by Jessica Alpert and me, Rebecca Shear. Original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Casting by Amy Lippins, CSA, along with help from our executive producer, Jessica Alpert. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Special thanks to this week's actors, Lauren Weissman, Rosie, Elisa, and Brian Amador, and Ray Maliazzi. The Amador family are voiceover artists. You can hear them on the audiobook, The Story of Ferdinand. And grown-ups, you can catch Ray on The Best of Car Talk from NPR. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us. One of the best things about creating Circle Round is hearing from listeners like you. Circle Round fans have been telling us about their favorite Circle Round stories, and we're excited to share some of their voices with you.
Hi, my name is Lois. My favorite Circle Round is Song of the Horse, because I like when he gets his horse back from the governor.
Hi, my name is Blake. I live in Lafayette, Colorado. My favorite Circle Round story is The Nine Sticks. I like the part when the emperor lost its ring.
Hi, my name is Brooks. I live in Lafayette, Colorado. My favorite Circle Round story is The Fantastic Fiddle. My favorite part is when he gets the rancher to start dancing.
Did someone mention an episode you missed? No problem. You can find every single Circle Round story on our website. That's wbur.org/circleround, or wherever you and your grown-ups get your podcasts.